March 11th, from the book of Yeshua. Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Then Yahuwah said to Yeshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times, with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have all the people give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse, and the people will go up, every man straight in." So Yeshua, son of Nun, called the priest and said to them, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant of Yahuwah and have 7 priests carry trumpets in front of it." And he ordered the people, "Advance, march around the city with the armed guard going ahead of the Ark of Yahuwah." When Yeshua had spoken to the people, the 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets before Yahuwah went forward, blowing their trumpets, and the Ark of Yahuwah's covenant followed them. The armed guard marched ahead of the priest who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard followed the ark. All this time the trumpets were sounding, but Yeshua had commanded the people, "Do not give a war cry, do not raise your voices, and do not say a word until the day I tell you to shout. Then shout." So he had the ark of Yahuwah carried around the city, circling it once. Then the people returned to camp and spent the night there. Yeshua got up early the next morning, and priests took up the ark of Yahuwah. The 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets went forward, marching before the Ark of Yahuwah and blowing the trumpets. The armed men went ahead of them, and the rear guard followed the Ark of Yahuwah, while the trumpets kept sounding. So on the 2nd day, they marched around the city once and returned to the camp. They did this for 6 days. On the 7th day, they got up at daybreak and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner, except that on that day they circled the city 7 times. The 7th time around, when the priest sounded the trumpet blast, Yeshua commanded the people, "Shout, for Yahuwah has given you this city. The city and all that is in it are to be devoted to Yahuwah. Only Rahab the prostitute and all who are with her in her house shall be spared, because she hid the spies that were sent. But keep away from the devoted things, so that you will not bring about your own destruction by taking any of them. Otherwise, you will make the camp of Israel liable to destruction and bring trouble on it. All the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron are to be sacred to Yahuwah and must go into his treasury." When the trumpet sounded, the people shouted. And at the sound of the trumpet, when the people gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. So every man charged straight in, and they took the city. They devoted the city to Yahuwah and destroyed with the sword every living thing in it, men and women, young and old, cattle, sheep, and donkeys. Yeshua said to the 2 men who had spied out the land, "Go into the prostitute's house and bring her out and all who belong with her, in accordance with your oath to her." So the young man who had done the spying went in and brought out Rahab, her father and mother, and brothers and all who belonged to her. They brought her out her entire family and put them in a place outside the camp of Israel. Then they burned the whole city and everything in it, but they put the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron into the treasury of Yahuwah's house. But Yeshua spared Rahab the prostitute with her family and all who belonged to her, because she hid the men Yeshua had sent as spies to Jericho, and she lives among the Israelites to this day. At that time, Yeshua pronounced this solemn oath, "Cursed before Yahuwah is the man who undertakes to rebuild this city, Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn son will he lay its foundations. At the cost of his youngest will he set up its gates." So Yahuwah was with Yeshua, and his fame spread throughout the land. But the Israelites acted unfaithfully in regard to the devoted things. Achan, son of Carmi, the son of Zimri, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took some of them. So Yahuwah's anger burned against Israel. Now Yeshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is near Beth Avon, in the east of Bethel, and told them, "Go up and spy out the region." So the men went up and spied out Ai. When they returned to Yeshua, they said, "Not all the people will have to go up against Ai. Send 2,000 or 3,000 men to take it, and do not weary all the people, for only a few men are there." So about 3,000 men went up. But they were routed by the men of Ai, who killed about 36 of them. They chased the Israelites from the city gate as far as the stone quarries and struck them down on the slopes. At this, the hearts of the people melted and became like water. Then Yeshua tore his clothes and fell face down to the ground before the ark of Yahuwah, remaining there till evening. The elders of Israel did the same. They sprinkled dust on their heads, and Yeshua said, "Ah, sovereign Yahuwah, why did you ever bring this people across the Jordan to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? If only we had been content to stay on the other side of the Jordan. O Lord, what can I say now that Israel has been routed by its enemies? The Canaanites and the other people of the country will hear about this, and they will surround us and wipe out our name from the earth. What then will you do for your own great name?" Yahuwah said to Joshua, "Stand up. What are you doing down on your face? Israel has sinned. They have violated my covenant, which I commanded them to keep. They have taken some of the devoted things. They have stolen. They have lied. They have put them with their own possessions. This is why the Israelites cannot stand against their enemies. They turn their backs and run because they have been made liable to destruction. I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy whatever among you is devoted to destruction. Go consecrate the people. Tell them, consecrate yourselves in preparation for tomorrow. For this is what Yahuwah, the God of Israel, says. That which is devoted among you, O Israel, you cannot stand against your enemies until you remove it. In the morning, present yourselves tribe by tribe. The tribe that Yahuwah takes shall come forward, clan by clan. The clan that Yahuwah takes shall come forward, family by family. And the family that Yahuwah takes shall come forward, man by man. He who is caught with the devoted things shall be destroyed by fire, along with all that belongs to him. He has violated the covenant of Yahuwah and has done a disgraceful thing in Israel." Early the next morning, Yeshua had Israel come forward by tribes, and Judah was taken. The clans of Judah came forward, and he took the Zerahites. He had the clan of the Zerahites come forward by families, and Zimri was taken. Yeshua had his family come forward man by man, and Achan, son of Carmi, the son of Zimri, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. Then Yeshua said to Achan, "My son, give glory to Yahuwah, the God of Israel, and give him the praise. Tell me what you have done. Do not hide it from me." Achan replied, "It is true. I have sinned against Yahuwah, the God of Israel. This is what I have done. When I saw the plunder, a beautiful robe from Babylonia, 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. They are hidden in the ground inside my tent with the silver underneath." So Yeshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and there it was, hidden in his tent, with the silver underneath. They took the things from the tent, brought them to Yeshua and all the Israelites, and spread them out before Yahuwah. Then Yeshua, together with all Israel, took Achan son of Zerah, the silver, the robe, the gold wedge, his sons and daughters, his cattle, donkeys, and sheep, his tent, and all that he had, to the valley of Achor. Yeshua said, "Why have you brought this trouble on us? Yahuwah will bring trouble on you today." Then all Israel stoned him, and after they had stoned the rest, they buried them. Over Achan, they heaped up a large pile of rocks, which remains to this day. Then Yahuwah turned from his fierce anger. Therefore the place has been called the Valley of Achor ever since. Then Yahuwah said to Yeshua, "Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Take the whole army with you and go up and attack Ai. For I have delivered into your hands the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. You shall do to Ai and its king as you did to Jericho and its king, except that you may carry off their plunder and livestock for yourselves. Set an ambush behind the city." So Yeshua and the whole army moved out to attack Ai. He chose 30,000 of the best of his fighting men and set them out at night with the orders, "Listen carefully. You are to set an ambush behind the city. Don't go very far from it. All of you be on the alert. I and all those with me will advance on the city. And when the men come out against us as they did before, we will flee from them. They will come out against us as they did before, we will flee from them. They will pursue us until we have lured them away from the city, for they will say, 'They are running away from us as they did before.' So when we flee from them, you are to rise up and from ambush and take the city. Yahuwah your God will give it into your hand, and when you have taken the city, set it on fire. Do what Yahuwah has commanded. See to it you have my orders." Then Yeshua sent them off, and they went to the place of ambush and lay in wait between Bethel and Ai to the west of Ai. But Yeshua spent that night with the people. Early the next morning, Yeshua mustered his men, and he and the leaders of Israel marched before them to Ai. The entire force that was with him marched up and approached the city and arrived in front of it. They set up camp north of Ai, with a valley between them and the city. Yeshua had taken about 5,000 men and set them in ambush between Bethel and Ai, to the west of the city. They had the soldiers take up their positions, all those in the camp to the north of the city, and the ambush to the west of it. That night, Yeshua went into the valley. When the king of Ai saw this, he and all the men of the city hurried out early in the morning to meet Israel in battle at a certain place overlooking the Arba. But he did not know that an ambush had been set against him behind the city. Yeshua and all Israel let themselves be driven back before them, and they fled toward the desert. All the men of Ai were called to pursue them, and they pursued Yeshua and were lured away from the city. Not a man remained at Ai or Bethel who did not go after Israel. They left the city open and went in pursuit of Israel. Then Yahuwah said to Yeshua, "Hold out toward Ai the javelin that is in your hand, for into your hand I will deliver the city." So Yeshua held out his javelin toward Ai. As soon as he did this, the men in the ambush rose quickly from their position and rushed forward. They entered the city and captured it and quickly set it on fire. The men of Ai looked back and saw the smoke of the city rising against the sky, but they had no chance to escape in any direction, for the Israelites who had been fleeing toward the desert had turned back against their pursuers. For when Yeshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city and that smoke was going up from the city, they turned around and attacked the men of Ai. The men of the ambush also came out of the city against them, so that they were caught in the middle, with Israelites on both sides. Israel cut them down, leaving them neither survivors nor fugitives. But they took the king of Ai alive and brought them to Yeshua. When Israel had finished killing all the men of Ai in the fields and in the desert where they had chased them, and returned to Ai and killed those who were in it, 12,000 men and women fell that day, all the people of Ai. For Yeshua did not draw back the hand that held out his javelin until he had destroyed all who lived in Ai. But Israel did carry off for themselves the livestock and plunder of this city, as Yahuwah had instructed Yeshua. So Yeshua burned Ai and made it a permanent heap of ruins, a desolate place to this day. He hung the king of Ai on a tree and left him there until evening. At sunset, Yeshua ordered them to take his body from the tree and throw it down at the entrance of the city gate, and they raised a large pile of rocks over it, which remains to this day. Then Yeshua built on Mount Ebal an altar to Yahuwah, the God of Israel, as Moses, the servant of Yahuwah, had commanded the Israelites. He built it according to what was written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of uncut stones on which no iron tool had been used. On it they offered to Yahuwah burnt offerings and sacrificed fellowship offerings. There, in the presence of the Israelites, Yeshua copied on the stones the law of Moses, which he had written. All Israel, aliens and citizens alike, with their elders, officials, and judges, were standing on both sides of the Ark of the Covenant of Yahuwah, facing those who carried it. The priests, who were Levites, half of the people stood in front of Mount Gerizim, and half of them in front of Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of Yahuwah, had formerly commanded when he gave instructions to bless the people of Israel. Afterward, Yeshua read all the words of the law, the blessings and the curses, just as is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses had commanded that Yeshua did not read to the whole assembly of Israel, including the women and children and the aliens who lived among them.